Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report. You bring in Pete Hump from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, you made it through the Memorial Day weekend. Were you out all weekend, and how was the fishing?
Yeah, I was. The water temps have come up quite a bit now with this warm spell we had. The bluegills are definitely spawning and on beds, and the bite has been really good in the Madison chain. And I have upcoming trips on Fox Lake and then again in Madison this upcoming weekend.
So what have you been getting on the Madison chain? Again, you mentioned the bluegills and such, but has it been busy all through the chain?
Yeah. There's been a decent walleye and smallmouth bite on Mendota. Kiganza, Minona, Wabisa all have been really good for bluegills. You get a mixed in walleye or pike mixed in with them too, and it's been fairly good right now.
With where we've been with the temperatures, is it pretty safe to say we're not going to get cooler water temperatures for the rest of the year now, since at least through the summer season? Are we going to be pretty decent, do you anticipate?
We had our walleye Wednesday when I was noticing water temps were 72-plus degrees, so it's definitely came up, and it'll probably stay there now, even if we have some cold nights. But, yeah, we had only three fish that came in were legal. I was not able to get a legal. The biggest was 17 and 7/8, but the trolling bites seem to produce more fish now, so those fish are kind of sliding out into the basin areas of the lake, and that's where trolling starts to become a good thing.
Besides the Madison chain, what have you heard from across the region?
Well, there's still a good walleye bite in Green Bay and also Winnebago, and a lot of those white bass have spawned out, and they're moving back into the lake. I know people are fishing white bass up in the Wolf River and now on the Fox River, but definitely looks like some nice weather we're having here, so definitely a good time to get out.
So I actually went out fishing in the last week, went to a couple of locations just because I needed something to do, and I was making conversation with some of the guys that were fishing the shore with me. I didn't realize that there's a huge, at least there's a lot of people that like to fish for catfish and like to eat catfish. What's the key to catching catfish, and what do they taste like?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever eaten a catfish. Okay. I have trips occasionally, and people want to keep catfish. The limit on Beaver Dam is 10 per person, and we definitely have an abundance of those. But I've heard people like to soak it in buttermilk or milk and then make like a cornmeal breading. Okay. And they've said it's very good, and I guess I've never really tried it. But from what I've heard, it is good.
Yeah, because I was fishing next to a guy who promised his wife or girlfriend that they'd have catfish for supper on Saturday. He didn't catch anything, so she wasn't happy with him for not being able to get the catfish, and they would have to find something else for supper.
That's funny. I did notice on Facebook you did pretty well. The fish you caught looked like very nice ones.
I went to Fox Lake, and it was cast and catch in the boat launch right by that park by the golf course. A lot of bluegills and some perch were laying in the weeds there, and then Beaver Dam Lake had zero success at Edgewater.
Okay.
So
yeah, those are nice bluegill and perch you had there.
Yeah, so I thought I'd need some guide service on Beaver Dam Lake, because my goal in life now is to catch a fish on Beaver Dam Lake, because I've never caught one there yet.
Oh, gosh, okay.
So
maybe try the G Bridges. There are always quite a few fish in those areas.
I'll have to take you up on that. I'll have to book Best Damn Guide Service at some point.
For sure.
Hey, have you heard about Winnebago? Anything going on in Winnebago or up north right now?
Well, I heard there's decent walleye bite on Winnebago. All those fish, you know, that have spawned out have pushed back into the main lake, and they're still kind of shallow on rocky points, just using a jig and a minnow or a jig and a leech now. And then as we move on into the month here, you're going to find them fish are going to be out on those reefs in a slip cork with a night crawler or a slip cork and a leech is always a very good way to catch them.
Awesome stuff. Hey, if people are interested in Best Damn Guide Service, what's the best way to inquire about your services and to have yourself a good time out on the water?
Yeah. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Hub for Best Damn Guide Service and send me a message and I'll get back to you shortly after that.
Pete, appreciate the time and we'll see you out on the lake somewhere. Have a great day.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's head down to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from D&S Bait and Tackle. Pat, before we talk about this upcoming weekend, how was the Memorial Day weekend out on the Madison chain?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we were very, very busy here at the shop. We had nice weather. So, of course, folks were itching to get out. You know, it's kind of the unofficial kickoff of summer. So, had a lot of folks through the door, and a lot of people are catching fish.
Yeah, you know, I had multiple people tell me that they felt the Madison chain might be one of the hotter areas across the region right now. And what have they been catching?
Oh, absolutely it is. We've got just fantastic fishing here. And I always hesitate because sometimes I want to say foreign urban area. But, I mean, you could put our lakes up against any of the lakes up north or anywhere really in the Midwest. We are really do have a lot of great fishing here in Madison. As far as what's going on around town, let's see. The crappies are just finishing up spawning. Bass are on beds. Bluegills are starting to make beds in some of the lower lakes on the chain, as that's a little bit warmer water. But otherwise, you know, walleye fishing's been great, especially at night. There's a lot of pike around. The musky fishing's still been a little bit slow, but, you know, the best is yet to come for some of that stuff for sure.
So when it comes to night fishing, what are things people need to know if they've never fished at night? Is there anything special you need to do, or is it the same as during the day, except for just darker?
Well, yeah, I mean, essentially it's the same as during the day. Of course, if you're in a boat, you do need running lights. That's a requirement of the DNR. So, we don't need to go into all the details of that here, but, you can look it up on the fishing regulations and figure that out. But, as far as night fishing goes, you know, it's my favorite way to fish from shore. I'm pretty much shore bound most of the time. So a lot of our shore locations attract bait fish because of the city lights, or some of the break walls around town have lights on them. Those bait fish are attracted to the light, and then the bait fish come in shallow, and then the walleyes follow them. So, just throwing lures that mimic different minnows, whether it's a Rapala husky jerk or a paddle tail, you can really do well at night before all the weeds get up here. Like late summer when we get all the weeds coming in can be kind of a headache for shore anglers.
How busy is fishing on the Madison chain at night?
It's not bad at all. No, it's, I mean, folks do it for sure. And some of your more popular spots, like the Tenney Park Breakwall, is a very popular evening spot, but, you can spread out. The other thing that's really great about Madison is we're blessed with a lot of parks that are right on the water. So any of those spots at any given time could be some great action for walleyes for sure.
Awesome stuff. Anything on the rivers going on right now?
Yeah, the rivers are in good shape. They're done being high like they were earlier this spring. So we're back down to pretty normal levels. I've been hearing about some great post-spawn bass action up there. Walleyes are still hanging out at the dams a little bit. And the white bass run has been really good. I've been hearing about some good action down in Jefferson on the Rock River down there.
Hey, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. I know it's the one stop you need to make anywhere in Dane County if you're heading out on the your favorite body of water. What do we need to know?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch. Quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We got everything you need to get out on the water, all kinds of tackles all stacked up, fully loaded with bait. But most importantly, we offer folks, you know, that local knowledge. We got our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town. I do a weekly fishing report, publish that every Friday morning. We publish that on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And we also have a good old school phone line. If anybody wants to call in, the number there is 608 Big Fish.
Hey, Pat, I appreciate the time. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. You too. Take care.
Let's head to Fishtails in Fox Lake as we speak right now and bring in Dave. Dave, what's the week been like at Fishtails Fishing?
Well, it's very good. We've had really good panfish bite all throughout the lake. Guys are picking up walleyes early and late in the day. The bass guys are doing pretty good. So, yeah, overall, it's been very good this week.
I was over. I was just telling Pete that I was over on the park just north of Fishtails, and I was casting and catching kind of by the lily pads and just where the boats launched the other day. And they were fast and furious. And the bluegills and the perch are pretty big over there right now.
Yeah, I know the bluegill population exploded, and I mean there's so many really really nice fish. You know, I don't keep any, you know, 9.5, 10, 10.5 inchers. I throw them back because they're so valuable. But you can catch plenty of them that are 8, 8.5, up to 9, and have a really good meal. The crappies are similar. They're just getting done spawning, basically. I caught a couple yesterday that had spawn yet, but for the most part, they're done, and they'll move out in the deeper water. But the bluegills are just setting up, and they're all around the lake, around the piers, like where you were, and in the river. You can see them everywhere, so it's a really good sign.
Which is always good, so we can get out on Fox Lake. You're a good chance you're going to have some success.
Yes, you know, everybody's been chasing panfish mostly that come in here. So, you know, the walleye guys are going early and late in the day, and they're trolling or using crawler harnesses. But yeah, it's been a panfish bonanza out here, and you can tell by all the boat traffic.
Have you heard any other bodies of water, Emily, Puckaway, Green Lake? Have you heard anything?
Well, they're doing okay on Green Lake. You know, they're limit 1 to 10 panfish, so a lot of guys don't want to go over there for 10 panfish, and I get it, but our lake is going to eventually go to 10 ourselves. So, you know, and otherwise, Big Green is one of the best bluegill lakes you'd ever fish for quality and quantity. But Emily's been good for bass. Beaver Dam actually has had a really good crappie bite recently on the reefs and stuff similar to here. And I did hear of a few people getting some walleyes now by the bridges and things like that. So it's kicked in pretty much everywhere in the area. And with the forecast, it looks like we're going to have 80s for the next 10 days with no rain. So we'll have very stable weather, and the fishing should just be as good throughout that whole period.
Well, awesome stuff. And if you're in the Fox Lake area and you're fishing, you have to stop at Fishtails. Tell us where you're located, when you're open, what people will find in the shop.
Well, we have everything you need. We have all the bait. We have all the tackle. We just started selling St. Croix rods this week. We're right downtown Fox Lake. You can't miss us. We're right next to the river there. And we're open from 6 to 6. Monday through Saturday, and 6 to 5 on Sundays.
Dave, I appreciate what you do at Fishtails, and we will chat again next week. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats. Wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as you bring in Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman. Rick, boy, remember when we were talking about being cold and windy and fishing conditions weren't fun? Well, it's been warm into the 80s and 90s over the last week. How's it been for you?
Well, the calm water and the 80 degrees have definitely warmed up the water, and quite honestly, they've turned up the fish something fierce. Well, it's been pretty much out every day for Memorial Day weekend, and the bass have really turned on a lot of local lakes. The northern pike have really, really turned on, and it seems like we've had a second generation of bass that are spawning. Some did it like 2 weeks ago when it got cold, and a lot of them pulled off, and a lot of them pulled up to the beds. And I know here on Fox Lake, the crappies are pretty much done. But I know on Beaver Dam Lake, they're hot and heaven. I mean, guys are just crushing crappies on Beaver Dam Lake. But out here in Fox Lake right now, the bluegills are on fire. Just unbelievable amount of bluegills being caught right now in Fox Lake.
I can tell you, I was out on Saturday at the park where the boat launch is, kind of right on the way to the golf course. And it was, at one point, it was just a cast and catch every time, kind of just off the dock where there's a bunch of weeds and like lily pads out there. And there were some nice sized bluegills that had the feed bag on.
Absolutely. And it seems like from that point all the way to Canada Creek and anywhere in between, you find a nice hard bottom and sandy bottom, the bluegills are there. And I think you even text me that you're ready to start guiding now that you're catching all these big bluegills on Fox Lake.
I think I'm ready to do that, except for my first cast that I had, a bunch of guys were there fishing. I casted it a little too close into the weeds, and I lost my line and my bobber right away because it got tied up in the lily pads. And then
that happens.
And then I turned around and I kicked my container of worms into the water.
Well, they were thirsty, probably. Yeah. That's probably good.
And they were like looking at me like an amateur, and then I was able to pull them out of the water before they sunk, you know. And then yeah. I was casting and catching. They're like, oh my goodness, this guy must be a professional.
Oh yeah, this guy knows what he's doing. See, you got to fool those guys when you fish on shore so that they start walking away and fish further away from you.
No, but it was, you know, I said I'm a novice fisherman. I know a lot of people listening are novice fishermen. I'm a bobber and a worm kind of guy. So I went there. I also was in Horicon on the river by like the Rock River Tap in that park, and also Edgewater. Didn't have much luck there. But what are some things that people can do if they are trying to fish, you know, and they're not familiar with the area, like, you know, like some of the experts, to give themselves better odds of catching a fish?
Well, quite honestly, even to this day, I go on YouTube a lot. Be honest, you can learn a lot from YouTube videos for fishing videos. And there are 10 million videos out there from everything from bluegills to tarpon and anything in between. And if you want to learn about how to catch walleyes, how to catch bluegills, just start watching a few videos, you know, on a rainy day, or instead of watching, or even during, I watch a lot of them during the Brewer game. The Brewer game is on, and I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and you'd be shocked how many things even like a guy like me can learn off YouTube.
You know, because it's funny, I'm sitting at Edgewater Park out on one of the, you know, the docks that they have, and I could see these humongous fish I could just see the shadows because the water was pretty cloudy. And I'm like, so I throw my line in there thinking maybe that it would take it, and they didn't have any interest in food.
Well, I'm guessing them are big carp, I would imagine.
Yes. Carp don't have interest in worms?
No, not really.
No, I didn't know that.
You should have threw some corn out there, put some corn on your hook, then you'd have them.
Yeah, but then my question was, I was looking at how big these fish were, and see all these guys up and down the lake all had like nets and stuff, and I had nothing. So what does a guy like me do if I catch something big and I don't have a net or anything? Do I just pull it up and try to get it out myself, or I don't know what I would have done.
Well, hopefully a guy with a net will come and help you out, but otherwise you got to walk to shore and just reel them in right as tight to shore, and then kind of grab them by the tail and flip them in.
Well, we'll have to do that as well. So did you hear anything else about any other lakes across the region? The fish are biting everywhere, as you mentioned?
You know, honestly, Wade, if you drive within an hour's of Beaver Dam, there's not a lake that the fish are not biting. The only thing is, with a lot of lakes, with this warm weather we've had, the weeds went from like 4 inches to like 4 feet. I know, like back in the government here on Fox Lake and on Lake Emily, you can pretty much walk on them. And that's not too far of an exaggeration. I mean, the weeds are thick, and obviously you got to throw lures that you know, like frogs and stuff on the top, or you got to fish the little pockets. But right now, pretty much any lake in the area that's around here is literally on fire right now.
You know, if somebody is like a worm or a minnow type of person, there is training that you need to use if you're going to buy some professional lures, like they can buy at a bait shop and such as Raw Bass Customs. Is there a learning curve on those types of things as well to reel them? Do I go to YouTube for that as well?
Well, you gotta, you know, you if you're fishing for, you know, smallmouth bass, you're not going to be throwing one of these big 7.5-inch glide baits. You want to throw a little crankbait or a little topwater lure. You kind of got to match what you're fishing for, but Raw Bass Customs pretty much catch anything. I mean, I hear stories all the time. I get text messages, I get emails all week long of caught, look what I caught on your baits, look what I caught on your baits.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Customs and where people can find your lures, and if you do have any guiding spots open, how they can learn about them, more information, because I know you're booking up.
I paint literally 60 kinds of different lures, from bass, walleye, crappie, muskie, and pike, on any color combination. They're available at M&M Tacklet and Portage, Holiday Food and Spirit in Waupun, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee. And as far as a guided trip, I'm actually pretty booked up for June already. I have some openings in July. You can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467. And I supply everything but food and drink.
920-948-8467. Rick Wentland, resident outdoorsman. Thanks for the time and good luck fishing this weekend.
All right, Wade. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.